ते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर 4 ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट 17।
कर्मणो हि अपि बोधव्यम् बोधव्यम् च विकर्मणः अकर्मणश्च बोधव्यम् गहना कर्मणो गतिः। कर्मणो हि अपि बोधव्यम् बोधव्यम् च विकर्मणः अकर्मणश्च बोधव्यम् गहना कर्मणो गतिः। कर्मणो हि अपि बोधव्यम् बोधव्यम् च विकर्मणः अकर्मणश्च बोधव्यम् गहना कर्मणो गतिः। कर्मणो हि अपि बोधव्यम् बोधव्यम् च विकर्मणः अकर्मणश्च बोधव्यम् गहना कर्मणो गतिः। कर्मणो हि अपि बोधव्यम् बोधव्यम् च विकर्मणः अकर्मणश्च बोधव्यम् गहना कर्मणो गतिः। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग्स। कर्मणः ऑफ वर्क ही सर्टेनली अपि आल्सो बोधव्यम् शुड बी अंडरस्टूड। बोधव्यम् should be understood. Cha also. Vikarmanaha of forbidden work. Akarmanaha of inaction. Cha also. Bodhavyam should be understood. Gahana very difficult. Karmanaha of work. Gatihi entrance. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vidhan Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: the intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is. Purport: if one is serious about liberation from material bondage, one has to understand the distinctions between action, inaction, and unauthorized actions. One has to apply oneself to such an analysis of action, reaction, and perverted actions because it is very difficult subject matter. To understand Krishna consciousness and action according to its modes, one has to learn one's relationship with the Supreme. That is, one who has learned perfectly knows that every living entity is an eternal servitor of the Lord, and that consequently one has to act in Krishna consciousness. The entire Bhagavad Gita is directed towards this conclusion. Any other conclusions against this consciousness and its attendant actions are vikarmas or prohibited actions. To understand all this, one has to associate with authorities in Krishna consciousness and learn the secret from them. This is as good as learning from the Lord directly. Otherwise, even the most intelligent persons will be bewildered. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathantam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखावितमस्य हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। So, first of all, we have to understand why we have to understand karma, akarma and vikarma, because this place is a place of misery. It's not that we are having a fun ride in this material world. So, we have to, as Srila Prabhupada says this point, that if one is serious about liberation, a person will be serious about liberation if he understands that this place is not good for him. And then he will definitely like to learn about how he is getting entangled, how he is going to get disentangled, and what are the things regarding this karma, vikarma and akarma. This is the basic theme. So first you must understand what is karma. It is work prescribed for a particular person according to his tendencies and according to the Shastra. But we must understand that this is for one's sense gratification also. Like a Brahmana will work in mode of goodness, a Kshatriya will work in mode of goodness. And it's mentioned that you behave in this particular way so that slowly, slowly the consciousness will get purified. It's very interesting that if we are soul, it's not a question of if we are souls, then what's the point of prescribing Kshatriya or Vaishna, or sorry, Brahmana, Shudra and Vaishya? So yes, we are souls, but because we identify with the body, so it's like we want to cross a river, but we will also have to flow along the river. Okay, if it's just simply told that we are soul, then what shall we do? Very important that we have to still act. And we will naturally act according to the sanskaras or the propensities we have inherited from our previous lives. So the main training is not simply to act as per my propensities, but to act in a way that I also cross the river of river of birth and death. So that's why normally Vedas enjoin, because people can't take Krishna consciousness directly, that you behave as a Brahmana, as a Kshatriya, as a wife, as a husband. And in this way, there a sense of duty is aroused. That yes, I am behaving this way because I am supposed to behave in this way. So this will tend to take a person towards mode of goodness, and then there is a sense of morality, there is a sense of following Shastra, and slowly, slowly the consciousness is purified, but the work is propelled by a desire for sense gratification. I want to be a Brahmana, so that then associated sense gratification. I want to be a Vaishya, and then associated sense gratification. So yes, then it brings to a question, what is the result of karma? It binds us to this world and causes future bondage. But if we follow karma or action as prescribed in the Shastra, we will be happy prisoners in this. Not happy, but I would say comfortable prisoners in this world. That is the problem of karma. That is the first understanding. Now, what is the problem if I have a good birth by having good karma? So just like, if you sit in this room, we feel a little hot. Now, if a person enters with, let's say, a very nice suit, then he will also feel hot. And a person who will enter in this room with a, let's say, very bad clothes, he will also feel hot. Similarly, the problems of birth, old age, disease and death is for everybody. So even if you may have the best karma, let's say I may do a very pious प्लीज उसको साउंड कम करके रखिए, बहुत फीडबैक हो रहा है। साउंड मत तेज करिए, सही है, फीडबैक हो रहा है। तो यस एंड स्टिल आई हैव टू सफर। जस्ट सपोज इफ यू आर बॉर्न इन द फैमिली ऑफ बिल गेट्स और मिस्टर अंबानी, सो स्टिल वी हैव टू लिव इन द वूम ऑफ द मदर। सो इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन अंडरस्टैंड दैट सिंपली परफॉर्मिंग गुड कर्मा इज नो गुड सोल्यूशन। नाउ देन समबडी सेज ओके आई विल डू गुड कर्मा and then I'll go to heavenly planets, then there is no, at least there is no old age there, and at least there is no disease, and as a matter of fact the birth also is not miserable there, we just take birth like that. But definitely first of all the problem of death is there. See, if we get nice facilities and if we know that after, let's say 100 years my facility will be taken away, then we will be fearful. So this bhay or fear element is always there. And then we know so many cases of demons, like Bali Maharaj also at some certain point of time had usurped the kingdom of Indra. And we also know that how Indra had killed Vritasur, and he had to live underwater for thousands of years doing penances and not getting the share of his sacrifice like that. So demigods also have their own share of troubles. And very interesting share of trouble is sa ati shayata ka dukh. Sa ati shayata means every demigod thinks that suppose I am a demigod and then Prabhuji is also a demigod in heavenly planets, then I will think he has more sense opportunity for sense gratification and he will think I have more. So in that sense we can never enjoy the sense gratification and with a peaceful mind. This envy will breed in the heart. So we also see that these places are also a place of misery. Now, yes, we have mentioned this. Now, so we have analyzed what is karma, and we have also analyzed what are the faults and doing karma. So now the fifth point is what is vikarma. It is unprescribed action for sense gratification. What is the common thing in karma and vikarma, Veerbhadra Prabhu? What is the common thing between vikarma and karma? Yes, for sense gratification. And vikarma means not according to Shastra, for sense gratification. That means what is common? Sense gratification. Sense gratification is a common theme between these two. But only thing is, karma is like playing safe and vikarma is stupid actions. It's like eating meat, drinking liquor and all those things. Unauthorized. Yes. And the result is hellish conditions of life. So, people may go to hell or they will have to suffer disease, anxiety and all those things. But now, the focus will be, what is akarma? That is very interesting. And as all of your devotees, so you know all about this, which is means devotional service whose aim is pleasing Krishna. Now you may think, what about the devotional service which is done for sense gratification, or at least the aim in the beginning is sense gratification and the aim is not exactly to please Krishna or to please Krishna so that Krishna supplies me sense gratification. So we were discussing in our classes that it's very interesting. Chitraketu Maharaj prays to Krishna that a person who approaches you with material desires is like a seed which has been burned and put in the ground. Very interesting that if you put a proper seed in the ground, if you put the seed, there will be a plant and there will be many millions or not at least hundreds of seeds in that. So when a person approaches a demigod with a material desire, that will aggravate his situation by creating more material desires. But when a person approaches Krishna, that material desire is satisfied by Lord if he wants, and then the devotee doesn't have further material desires. So even if devotional service is done with material motivation, ultimately it will bring a devotee to the platform of akarma, or you can say pure devotional service. Another angle to it, yeah. So even akarma is performed unintentionally or unknowingly, still it doesn't result in karma. I give you a very simple example. What karma, a question I would put before you, what karma a person accrues if he takes prasadam in Govinda restaurant? What karma a person accrues, you understand, he gains if he takes prasadam, underline prasadam, in Govinda restaurant? Zero. And on top of it, he gets sukriti. You understand? Now, what is his motivation? Oh, they serve very nice lunch, or they serve very nice idli sambar, like that. He has no idea of what is prasadam. But this is called agyat sukriti of devotional service. And he is unknowingly rendering a karma. So that's why we call it karma free food. We advertise like that. Or what karma a person is accruing if he is chanting Hare Krishna in the temple and dancing before the deities? No karma. Prabhupada's and the lecture in this shloka, he says, you dance in discotheque, you get karma. But you dance before deities, you don't get karma. Rather, you get freed from karma. Now, another angle to, because we are going to get into the intricacy, is that the detailed part of akarma is that you don't get any karma and you get free from previous karma. Vaiyanti Prabhu, can you give some praman for this? Do you remember? In 9th chapter, Krishna says, Shubha shubha phale revam mokshase karma bandhane sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukta mam upeshasi. That when we are rendering service to Krishna, so at that time we are not getting karma, that everybody understands. But we also get freed from previous karma. It's very interesting. It acts as diet, it acts as medicine. Simultaneously. So it's very interesting. Simply by offering our actions to Krishna, we become, again I'm repeating this point, we don't get any karma for that, and simultaneously we become freed from previous karma. Just like very simple. What does Krishna say? Yajna shishta seno santo muchante sarvakilvishe bhunjate titvagam papa ye pachantatma karana. Very simple. So now when I am making a bhoga for Krishna, I am free from karma. And when I am honoring that prasadam, then I am getting free from previous karma. And while I am making bhoga, then also I am getting free from my previous karma. It's very, very intricate point to be understood. We'll go into the more intricacies. People in general, they cannot discriminate between karma, vikarma and akarma. Normally in Hindi say, karm kar, फल की इच्छा मत कर, चाहे भक्त लोग बोलते चाहे कुछ भी कर. That is their kind. That means you work. Normally they become very exalted and they say you should work and you should not expect the results. But then they don't say that they are trying to justify that they are doing whatever they want to do. You can't kill a cow and then say I don't want the fruits of this action of this. You get a very heavy action for that. So it's very important. They don't understand it. Now the question can be. Yes, another point in this is, a devotee who is acting solely for the pleasure of Lord may appear to be a karmi, may even appear to be a vikarmi. Sometimes, I give an example. But he is in transcendental position. What is the praman? Iha yasya harer dase karmana manasa gira nikhilasu abhi avasthasu jivan mukta sa utte. Srila Rupa Goswami says that a person who is serving Krishna, no, who is even desiring to serve Krishna, by body, mind and words, he is considered to be liberated in any situation of his life. I'll give examples. Gunarnava Prabhu gives his own example that he was counting cement bags for the construction of Krishna Balaram Mandir 40 years or 50 years back. And then he asked Prabhupada and he said that, Prabhupada, other devotees are chanting Hare Krishna and counting cement bags. He was there in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita also. I read that. I read from there only. And then he says, then Prabhupada said, yes, it is pure devotional service. So apparently just a karmi, you know. Everybody counts cement bags, how many bags have come and how many are going, like that. But it is a liberation act of akarma, or action of liberation, because for the pleasure of Lord, for the pleasure of spiritual master. Now second is vikarma. So it is very bad for a married lady to associate with a paramour. But gopis are the highest worshippers of Krishna, apparently engaged in a vikarma. Are you able to understand my point? So it appears that the devotee is vikarmi, but and they are the highest level of devotional service. And third is, if I don't know, this, tell me the name of the devotee, is one of the alvars who engaged 4 or 5 thieves who were his disciples to steal the money, and he made the 4th wall of Ranganath temple. Do you know the name? I don't know the name, but I heard the Anant Alvar. Yeah, so Anant Alvar. So again, vikarma, stealing is not good. But then he himself was living only in a kutia. He didn't take it a pie for himself. Everything was offered for Krishna's pleasure. So even vikarma can be engaged in Krishna's service, but obviously the devotee has to be at that level. Yes. So what inspires karma, akarma and vikarma? Now we are getting into the intricacies, because Krishna says that you must understand that. Karma is a fruitive mentality guided by Shastra. I want something for myself, but I'll act as per the instruction of Shastra. Vikarma is fruitive mentality, but not according to Shastra. I want something, but I don't care what Shastra says or not says. And akarma means a devotional attitude with a sense of relationship with the Supreme Lord based on true knowledge of Sambandha Jnana from Shastra. This I'll repeat again. See, akarma, the basis of akarma is, I'm soul, I'm not this body, and I'm eternal servant of Krishna. So my natural conclusion should be, I must serve Krishna. It's very simple. Just like when I get up in the morning, obviously I chant and do my sadhana, let's say 9:30. What do? I don't go and play football. I go into my office because I identify, I'm a manager of the temple, and I'm supposed to be serving as a manager. That means, if first is our identification, who am I? And then I immediately act accordingly. So now similarly, when I identify that I'm a servant of Krishna, what will happen? Immediate conclusion or immediate action is, I'll serve Krishna. But the problem is, this nobody knows. That's why Lord Krishna says it's very difficult to understand karma, akarma and vikarma. We'll come to the point why people don't know. That is obviously has to be told. Srila Prabhupada says this point, when a person is serious about liberation. So my question is, when will a person be serious about liberation? So first of all, the thought of liberation will never cross the mind of a conditioned soul unless he hears about Krishna from devotees. Matir na Krishne paratah sato va mitho vipadyet graha vitana. This is a very deep point to understand. Just think, if we had not met devotees, will we ever think about going back to Godhead? Will we ever know there is such a thing like Godhead? It's a very deep point, it's not a simple point. Think about it. What we were thinking in our lives before coming to Krishna consciousness. Eating, mating, sleeping, defending. It's like being in a dark room without the switch being on. It will remain dark for years together, forever. Unless somebody comes and switches on the room or switches on that light for us. And that is the beginning of a Krishna consciousness. And I think if you must have been preached by devotees, first thing they tell is, we are not the bodies. I was telling it to my drip irrigation engineer, and he was completely amazed. He said, oh, I never thought like this, that we are not the bodies. Even if he doesn't fully absorb the implication of that, but he was completely like woken up. I'm not the body. Krishna is God. I have a relationship with Lord. So the first thing is, when we hear from devotees, the fault of being in this world, suffering birth, death, old age and disease, endlessly, and the glories of the spiritual world. There, then we become serious about liberation. It's very simple to understand. How people become so serious about going to America? Simply by hearing. Maybe 4 years back, I was in Delhi, saw some seva, and I saw how people were lining up in front of American embassy. Other embassies, there is no crowd. But American embassy is a long crowd of people lining up to go to America. Now how do they know that America is a good place? They have not been to America. They cannot say they have an experience of direct perception of seeing is believing of going to America. They have only heard, oh, these are the facilities in America and all those things. And then they say, no, oh, I have seen on TV. But how do you know what you have seen on TV is America? It's basically based on hearing. So after hearing that, they become very serious to the effect that they can wait in line for hours together to get a visa to America. So similarly, to the degree we hear properly again and again and we practice Krishna consciousness, then we become more serious to go back to Godhead and become callous to the situations of this material world. That's very natural. So, it all begins as we all have experienced, who am I, okay, I am soul, who is God, Krishna, and what's my relationship with Him. So when we say we are eternal servants of Krishna. So when we hear such things, then there is an awakening of the soul. What I am doing, why should I waste my time? It's like, okay, all of you are practicing Krishna consciousness. So do you want to go to heavenly planets? All the devotees may say, I have so many material attachments, this and that. Do we want to go and enjoy, you know, apsaras in the heavenly planets? No, we don't want. We may have contaminations which we don't want. But we are not. It's very, think about it. There are contaminations in our heart which we don't want, which Krishna makes us see so that we become humble. But we don't want to even go tapaloka, brahmaloka. We don't want that. If we have heard enough from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's why we should hear from them, because that kind of qualifies our motivations. Very important. So yes, so that a devotee will say that if I am an eternally servant of Krishna, then why should I not serve Him directly and share the benefits? Isn't it? Just like if a child is lost and then he is, okay, asking some money and food from some people, and somehow or other somebody comes and tells you, you are a son of a rich father, natural conclusion will be, oh, I should go and serve my father. Why should he, you know, what do you say, waste his time in small things? So to the degree we are convinced that we have a relationship with the Lord and we have place in the spiritual world, to that degree we will not be attached to the allurements of this world. Okay. But this can be, you can say, analyzed by a brahmana, a devotee who is doing nicely. How does Shudra, Kshatriya and Vaishyas analyze all this? Because see, Vaishyas are absorbed in business, Kshatriya is absorbed in defense, and then, or you can say, controlling and administration. And Shudra, you can say, for menial services. So yes, that's why it is the duty of the brahmanas, intelligent devotees, to guide them in a customized way. You can't just give a Bhagavatam class and everybody will understand equally. So that's why in my preaching I try to help a devotee, asking him in a customized way that what is your seva, where do you work, what are your time hours of working, what time you are getting up, what time you are waking. This is very important, that we have to help people to find time for Krishna consciousness in a customized way. It's like a tailor-made way. So because people don't have that intelligence, they will say, oh, I'm a businessman, how can I serve Krishna? I'm a policeman, how can I serve Krishna? So this is the duty of brahmanas, that they understand, yes, they know how themselves to engage in Krishna consciousness. But they also, this main duty or very prime duty is to help others. Okay, you do this service, you do that service, in this way you be connected to Krishna. It's very important. We will come to that and Krishna will tell this point. So application of akarma is very simple, because people do not have to change their activities. They simply have to be trained how to offer the fruits of that activity for Krishna, and better than that, how to perform the activity itself for the Lord. Somebody wants to, let's say, somebody wants to, what is that? Yeah, Krishna says that, Sve sve karmanya abhirataha siddhim vindanti manava. If a person is engaged in his own activity, he doesn't have to change that. He has to be taught how to offer it for Krishna, how to do it for Krishna. That is very simple. Even all the devotees know this point. But it's a very strong bearing. Okay, I know, but I also must learn how to teach others to do that. It's very important. It's not simply, okay, I am going back to Godhead, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm leading a brahmanical life. That doesn't stop there. Because just like we would have not woken up, we would have not come to Krishna consciousness without the association of some Brahmana Vaishnava who taught us, who preached to us. Similarly, it's our responsibility to know the Shastra and help others. It's very simple. I always give an example. When we go to a doctor, what does he do? Okay, your symptoms are like this, and you please take this medicine. Does he give the same medicine to everybody? No. And it's not that healthy people come to him. Only diseased people will come. But how can he prescribe a particular medicine to a particular doctor, a particular patient? Through his knowledge of his Shastra or his medicine books. So similarly, a devotee has to learn this Shastra, not simply distribute them. Just, again, the same example. You go to a doctor, so let's say homeopathic doctor or allopathic doctor, and you say you have this much disease, and instead of giving you the medicine, he gives you his book. Please read this book and find out which medicine is for you and take the cure. He said, no, I cannot do that. And we see that we are distributing books, which is very, very important, but we have to also help people, give them an environment where they can understand those books, apply those books. Books are very nice, but we have to also give a backup support. Just like in a college, it's not that simply we have books. We have books, we have professors, we have students, we have teachers. In this way, we have to give backup support to the people so that they can absorb the contents of the book. And we have so much experience when people say, Prabhuji, we read, but we don't understand. But when we hear from devotees explaining those things, then we can understand, oh, this is so important for me. So this is very important that we as devotees, practicing devotees, we understand that and then give a customized solution to every person whom we meet. If you don't believe me, then I can give again a shastric example. Just, you know, the example of Mrigari. And how Narad Muni preached to Mrigari. Please don't kill them half, you kill them full. That was his first customized advice. And then he didn't stop there. He said, do you know what is going to, how much you're going to suffer? Said, yeah. Then he anyhow shows it by yogic potency, how all the animals he had killed will be killing him. And then, again he gives a customized advice. He says, if I give up this profession, how will I survive? And he says, you please leave, don't worry, I'll give you the food. And then he says, you just do bhajan and everything will come. And it happens, we all know about that. So you see how, and again, Narad Muni goes to Maharaj Prachin Varshit. He gives a customized advice, how he can be extricated, how can be removed out from this material entanglement. He goes to Chitraketu Maharaj, brings him out. And you will see, although the principles of Krishna consciousness remain the same, a customization is there for every individual. And that makes the whole thing very personal. It's not everybody, okay, please do this same thing. It is not possible for everybody. We see in our preaching career, whatever what it is. This in Krishna consciousness is not the external activity which matters, but it's the inner spirit of devotion. Suppose a person is simply sweeping the temple in a simple, humble way. He's as dear to Krishna as a person who is doing archana. So that is a very nice platform because it's an absolute platform. Somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, somebody is serving at the temple, they are all in the equal level. We have to convince people, train people, that it doesn't matter in what way you are engaged in. But try to see why are you getting engaged in your own heart. See your motivations. Why are you rendering service to Krishna? Yes. Lord Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, Striya Vaishya Sadha Shudra Stipi Yanti Paramgatim. Now one should think that, what are the disqualifications of being a woman, being a Vaishya and Shudra? See, being a woman, normally they are attached to family members. But there is no problem. If they cook bhoga, offer to Krishna, which they are already doing that activity, and that will help their family members to become Krishna conscious, and they can also chant Hare Krishna, and they can also worship Krishna, then what's the problem in going back to Godhead? They don't have to exactly leave the house, and Shastra doesn't say that they have to take sannyas and leave the house. So the same attachment which is there for their family members becomes Krishnaized, and they go back to Godhead. Now, Vaishya, he may be very much attached to his business, no problem. Very much attached to his cows, no problem. Like one devotee was saying, a Vaishya will be very happy when he sees a big cauliflower growing in his farm. For a Brahman, it doesn't matter, you cut it up and eat, offer to Krishna and eat, it doesn't matter. But for him, there's a satisfaction, a big cauliflower has come. So no problem, you'll be happy with that. But then you offer a portion of it for the service to Krishna or the whole of it, like that. And then Shudra, he may like to work very hard, but again, he should be engaged in a way So that is the fruits of his work are engaged in service of Krishna. It's interesting that although Vidura was born in the house of a Shudra, Krishna came and he accepted his bananas, or actually say banana peels, and not the offerings of, so-called offerings of Duryodhan. So Krishna is accepting the love of the devotee. So everybody can go back to Godhead. Very interesting. This is a devotee named Sudama. And when Krishna enters Mathura, he offers just one garland he offers to Krishna. And Krishna says, in this life you will be happy materially, and after you leave your body, you'll get Sarupya Mukti. Salokya, whatever, one of the Vaishnava liberations. Simply offering one garland. And he is also Shudra, he is not a great Brahmana doing that. So simply offering our works in the spirit of devotion to Krishna, we become liberated. Another angle to that is, Anne tvevam jananta shrutvan nebhya upasate tepi chati taranteva mrityum shruti parayana. Both very, very interesting shloka. It says, again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Very interesting point. That a person may not have full knowledge of Shastra, but simply hears Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then by hearing from them, with simple, humble faith, they begin to worship Krishna, and the result will remain the same. So similarly, a person, again the same point, Brahmanas may know from Shastra, but they help others by speaking about Krishna. They convince others, please worship Krishna. And these people may not know Bhagavad Gita left and right, but simply by hearing from authority, they begin to worship Krishna, begin chanting Hare Krishna, and they go back to Godhead. What is the Praman? Praman is Maharaj Pratap Rudra. I was hearing this reading in my Chaitanya Charitamrita reading, and how Pratap Rudra was not knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. But by hearing from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he developed so much faith that in order to get audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was ready to give up his own kingdom. He is saying, if because of my being a king, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not meet with me, I will become a Karnaphata Sannyasi. Karnaphata Sannyasi. That something, the ear lobe is pierced, and that kind of a yogi, Karnaphata Yogi, like that. And seeing his determination, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart melted eventually, and he met him, allowed him to meet him. Another example is Dhruva Maharaj from Narad Muni. Actually, not even from Narad Muni, from his mother, if you remember. Dhruva Maharaj was not knowing whom to worship and not to worship. But his mother told, and then again it was confirmed by Narad Muni. And Narad Muni himself, if you see his previous life, he was a small boy. What does he know about Shastra? Practically speaking, nothing. And even he was a Dasi Putra, Shudra. But then, hearing from the Bhakti Vedantas, he begins to worship Krishna, and now he is Narad Muni. So we see that even if a person is not very much conversant with Shastra, and that's what Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna says that we should learn to discriminate what is Vikarma, Karma and Karma, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a person has to be qualified to read Shastra. He may be unqualified, but if he hears from proper authorities, he will know. That is the point to be understood. It is not necessary that even a person has to be educated. He simply hears from the devotees, and then he learns from that, and he begins to practice Krishna consciousness or practice a karma. Yes, so what are the implications? First is that devotees must be very conversant with the philosophy or the science of Bhagavad Gita so that they can give customized advice for the people. And why? Because people are sleeping and dreaming, and only when they hear from devotees that they have a chance to awaken from the dreaming condition. Few last points. This very deep point I was hearing from my Guru Maharaj, this point that all of us are endlessly and aimlessly wandering in this place, in this foreign place of birth and death. This is a very deep statement to ponder about. Practically, it's the same thing every life. Ahar, Midra, Bhaya, Maitan. Eating, mating, sleeping and defending. No aim. And then there is no end to our miseries. Again, repeated birth and death, repeated birth and death. It's very miserable actually. And unless we take to the process of Krishna consciousness, there is no other way by which we can get out of that. So to whatever degree Krishna has given us strength, we should try to help people by not only giving them prasadam, by not only giving them the Hare Krishna mantra, but also somehow that teaching them the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Because unless a person knows the value of Hare Krishna by hearing the philosophy, he won't take to the process. He may just take it as a karma kandya thing and do it for some time, and then, okay, he will not go to hell, but he will not necessarily go back to Godhead immediately. So we have to help them in training them in this science of Krishna. Now I will not say philosophy, but a science of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes people say, don't talk philosophy with me. But it's not talking philosophy, it's talking science. As Krishna himself says, these are laws. Karma, avakarma is not philosophy which you may believe or not believe. These are laws which we have to, which will be enacted whether we know or not know. And how can we know? Obviously, again, as Prabhupada said, that by serving devotees, by serving Krishna, and specifically by hearing from devotees. So it's very important for us that we become, not becoming for the sake of becoming scholars, but for becoming knowledgeable about the science of Krishna. It's very interesting that Maharaj Prachin Bharishad asked, you know about Maharaj Prachin Bharishad, you must be knowing that he did lot of Vedic sacrifices, karma kandya sacrifices. And then when Narad Muni comes and he tells him the allegory of Puranjan, and he tells he's not the body, he should not do this karma kandya things, then he raises a question, I have been doing so many sacrifices, so many priests have come, why they have not told me? Was I not qualified, or were they not knowing? And he says, yes, it's a fact, you are always qualified, you're a devotee of Lord, but it's a fact that even after being a rishi, they don't know the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. And if you don't, if you want another quotation, Yamaraj also says the same point. Jaimini and all other rishis, they also don't know the glories of Bhagavad Dharma. It's simply by serving Krishna, by our works, by our words, by our mind, we can very easily go back to Godhead. It's something very mystical. But I have been on a book distribution trip, and in Lucknow I met a person in my own area, and he said, you see, I have so many Upanishads are there, and they were actually there, just like so many books are here. And he said that, you know, I know all the mantras of Upanishad. I said, do you know the Hare Krishna mantra? He said, I don't know that. I said, what is the value of your learning all the Upanishads? It is there in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. And they don't know what is, who is Krishna, who is God, how to love God. Nothing is they know. So it may appear very, again another example is that Mayapur or Navdeep was a seat of learning, Sanskrit learning, 500 years back, but people were not worshipping Krishna. Was Bhagavatam not there? Bhagavad Gita not there? But even after hearing, because only those who were taking shelter of Advaita Acharya were executing the principles of bhakti, others were not. So apart from, along with Shastra, we need to have association of Vaishnavas, by which we can understand Shastra properly and then execute the principles of Bhagavad Dharma and go on the path of Akarma. So yes, it's very important that whomsoever we meet, we should try to share Krishna consciousness. It's a very great jewel which we don't know, which we don't even realize what kind of change in somebody's consciousness or life we can make simply by telling him about Krishna. Very, very simple thing. And I was asking the devotees, we went for preaching, and they were feeling so nicely. We will just give class, we will talk, chant Hare Krishna, we will speak something more from Krishna consciousness, and then they will feel so obliged, they will feed us to a death, practically speaking. I said, what we have given you? Why are you feeding so nicely? Why are you giving us respect? And they could not speak anything. But the fact is, this secret of Krishna consciousness is very enlivening for the soul. So by Krishna's grace, we have got that, and to whatever individual capacity we can share, it's our great responsibility that we share this knowledge with others, so that they can also take to the path of Akarma and go back to Godhead. So we shall stop here. 5 minutes are there. If any questions are there, then we'll stop. Any questions? Okay. So we shall stop here. श्रीमद् भगवद्गीता की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताई गौर विमनंदी